get a chance to talk to head coach Shannon Levin over at Southwest. Coach, I know, hey, it's been a good start of the season, coming off the cattle trail, coming off a nice win over an Alma team that's always got some good kids. And got to like the way your team's playing, 5-1 right now with one game left before the Christmas break. Things going well, aren't they?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of things well right now. Of course, we have a lot of areas we need to improve on. But the girls are learning, and they're improving each game.
Let's talk about the latest game on Tuesday. There with Alma, I watched a little bit of the start before I had a game up here to call, but they got off to a great start first quarter. You knew Alma was going to make a run and get back in the swing of things, and they did. But in the end, 45-36, that was a nice home win, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a nice win for us. Alma has a very talented team. They're athletic, and they can shoot the ball, and they're well coached, and that team was a real good win for us.
No question. That's a team in the RPAC East that I think it's going to be right in the thick of things. You look at what they've done. That was, they're 4-2 right now, Coach. You very well could see them down the line, possibly in an RPAC conference tournament game somewhere.
Yeah, I would expect them and maybe a couple other teams. But they'll, like I said, they're well coached, and they'll be ready for us if we play again.
No question about it. And I listened to the, on the way home from Goodland the other night, listened to the championship game between you and Oberlin, and that was a battle. 51-44. You got some great play in that second half, defensive-wise, and that was a nice – Oberlin team been playing pretty good, but your team, that was a nice win. And, of course, to win a tournament trophy like that, that's huge as well.
Yeah, it is. Oberlin has a very nice team. They're talented. They run a very good 1-3-1. They're well-coached. And I told the girls, you know, this will hopefully be the first of many medals that I get a hand to them this year. So
you're getting balanced scoring. Boy, you look at your scoring right now, Coach. You know, Aspen Billiter, the freshman, averaging close to 15 points a game. Kieran Elms about 10. Asia Gallegos about 8. So, you know, and it goes, you know, 6 points, 5 points. So you're getting contributions. Get a lot of different girls scoring, aren't you?
Yeah, I think that's one of our strengths, is that different nights, depending on how teams are playing us, different girls are stepping up and scoring some points. And throughout the game, they're making plays.
But would I be correct on saying you're kind of pretty proud of your defensive effort? We can hold teams. I know you gave up 44 against Oberlin. That's still not bad, but you hold Alma to 35. At 20, Dundee County Stratton scored in the 20s. When you get defensive play like that, you're going to win a bunch of ball games.
Yeah, we're trying to hang our hat on our defense, and we're preaching to the girls to be in the right position. And if we're in the right position, that things are going to go well for us. And so we've been trying to harp on that quite a bit, and then rebounding as well. So, yeah, we've been putting quite an emphasis on defense.
Coach, got a wrap out here tonight. Did you have a chance any during the cattle trail to, while you were in a gym, high school or Graph Event Center? Did you have a chance to take a sneak peek of what the Warriors were all about?
Yeah, I got a chance to watch them in DCS, and they do a nice job with a zone press, falling back into a 2-3 zone. And one of the Schaefer girls happened to be hurt that night, but I know that her and her sister are both pretty good 3-point shooters. So they're going to run the floor and be active. And they got a nice team. Like I said, Coach Blackmore is doing a real nice job with them.
Yeah, this is just not another game. I mean, this is one of the Arapahoe's up-and-coming team, playing well, some youth, some youngsters, along with some of the upperclassmen, a team you can't look past, can you?
No, we can't. I tell the girls we respect everyone and we fear no one. This is a team we got to respect. Like you said, they're up and coming, and they are well coached. So they have some talent.
Coach, you've had a couple of good days to practice, I'm sure, you know, with Alma game sandwiched in between there. What's the one thing in your days of practice, girls? We've got to get better at what to be even a better team?
We're working on solidifying our offense. We've been a little bit sluggish offensively, but also on our press. It hasn't been quite where we want it to be, so we're trying to fix some of the details in that and get that going again.
Well, this is it for the pre-Christmas schedule, Coach. Hey, if you 6-1, if you thought you're going to be 6-1 after the pre-Christmas schedule, you'd say I take that.
Yes, we would. It's a tough pre-Christmas schedule. That cattle trail tournament's a tough one, and then you throw in here Alma and Maywood Hayes Center and Arapahoe, and you know, Ned Valley's no slouch either. So it's tough before Christmas.